We are learning Maseches Brachos Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Amud Am Tanchum, Amud Rav Asi, Amud Rav Yeshua Belevi, Ta'av Lo Hiske Shal Rosh Chodesh Ba'avoyda. Someone who davens Shemin Esrei Rosh Chodesh, where he has to say Yalvi Yavoy, and he says Yalvi Yavoy in the Bracha of Ritzei, which is called the Bracha of Avoyda, and he forgot to say Yalvi Yavoy. Locha is Chodesh La Avoyda. He goes back to the beginning of Ritzei. Niska Bahida, if he remembered while he's in the middle of Maidim, he already said Maidim, and he remembers, oh, I've got to say Yavi Yavai, Chayzala Avoida, goes back to Ritzei. Bisim Shalom, if he forgets Yavi Yavai and remembers by Sim Shalom, Chayzala Avoida, goes back to Ritzei and repeats over Ritzei with Yavi Yavai and finishes up Shemoneh Esrei that way. Vimsayim, what if he finished Shemoneh Esrei without saying Yavi Yavai, Chayzala Roish? He goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and repeats it over with Yavi Yavai. Amra Papa Breda of Achabada, Hodo Moron, Sayim Chazal Roish. That we said that when you finish Shemoneh Esrei and you forgot Yavi Yavai, you go back to the beginning, Loya Moron El Shachar Aglov. That is only if you already went back Oysa Shalom. You finished davening, then you go back. Avaloya Karaglov, you didn't finish davening yet, Chazal La Avoida. You go back to Ritzei. If you didn't finish davening, you go back to Ritzei. Omalei Manalacha, how do you know this? Omalei Mama Marish Mile, I heard this from my father that. The halacha is, if you didn't finish davening yet, you didn't do Oysa Shalom yet, the halacha is, you could go back to Ritzei. And the Gemara will explain a little more as we go on. I heard it from my father. I heard it from Rav. That we said, that even after you do Oysa Shalom, you go back. Because when you did Oysa Shalom, it means you finished Shemoneh Esrei, so you go back. That's only if you don't say, Bakashos, like Davin Tashem after Oysa Shalom, after you go back three steps. In those days, some people used to say Elikain Tzar after they went back three steps. If they usually say Tachnunim Elikain Tzar after that, Choyzer La'avoida. Then they go back to Ritzei. It's still like a middle Shemoneh Esrei. The Chiddush is that even though you already did Oysa Shalom, you went back. Still, since you're still saying Tachnunim, still, you go back to Ritzei. It's not considered you finished Shemoneh Esrei. A different version, which is more halacha l'maisa. Ikad amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Hoda Moron kilo akarag of Chayz la'avoida. That we said that when someone did not go back, he didn't go back three steps. That the halacha goes back to Ritzei. Lo Moron also rogel loy matachnunim. That is only if he is used to saying tachnunim. It says l'kain etzar achat filasai. Av meiner rogel loy matachnunim. If he doesn't say tachnunim and he finished davening, he's done. Achat filasai Chayz la'roish. He goes back to the beginning. That means, Afidas Gemara comes out, even before he did Oysa Shalom, if he's finished Lekain Tzar and he's not davening anymore, from then on, he remembers that he forgot Yav Yavai, he goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. It's nothing to do with being Oikar's Raglav, like Tosha speaks out. As long as he finished davening and he didn't say Yav Yavai, he goes back to the beginning. But if he's in the middle of Kain and Tzar and he remembers he didn't say Yav Yavai, he goes back to Ritzei. And the Mishabura speaks out, even if he said Yiru L'Ratzon before Lekain and Tzar, it makes no difference. If he's in the middle of Kain and Tzar and he remembers he didn't say Yav Yavai, he goes back to Ritzei and he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's how he passed it. Talk to Gemara Vaita. It said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'isa Tfilosei Kva, someone who makes this Tfilosei Kva, then he says, Ain Tfilos Tachnunim. His Tfilah is not Tachnunim. His Tfilah is not really accepted. It's not a good Tfilah. What does it mean, Ha'isa Tfilosei Kva? Talk to Gemara, my Kva. What does it mean, Kva? Omri Yaakov Eidi, Omri Avaisha, Kol Shu Tfilosei Doimel of Kamasu. Anyone that by Tfilah is like, by him, something he has to get over with. They have to do it. I gotta do my mincha. I gotta do my shachris. That's called kamasa. Loshen keva, loshen chay kavua. Something that he has to take care of. Anyone who makes us feel like that, it's not tachnunim. That's the first part. Kosh loshen dermal of kamasi. Like it's a load. It's a load on his back. Tefillah. That's the davens like that. That's not good. Rabbanan Amri, kol misha ino imra b'loshen tachnunim. Anyone who doesn't say it in a loshen tachnunim, like a oni, he talks to Hashem. Benachas, like a oni talking in front of a king, so then it's not a good tefillah. And Tosfos learns that the Rabbanan are saying that even if it's kamasui, even if it's like a load, but as long as you say a tachrunim, it's good enough. But lemais and Shulchan Aruch, paskins, you have to do both things. First of all, it shouldn't be like a masa, and second of all, it's yishdavim v'tachrunim. There's a few more pshat than what keva means. Rabbi Rav Yezer Amar Tavayo, Kol she'ein yachol l'chayesh b'adava. Anyone who can't be mechadesh something, have a new, his own tefillah, a middle shmei tefillah, at the end, that's called keva. You have to mechadesh something, and that makes it more tachnunim. I could really be mechazish things, but I am scared. Dilma Maturdina, maybe it's getting mixed up. Again, those days they didn't daven with a siddur, so therefore he was worried that if he mechazish something, let's say, Menol Shmei Atfil, it's going to confuse him as it get mixed up. You know what Keva means? That he doesn't daven in the Dume Chama, which means that he just davens to get it over with. He doesn't look for the best time to daven. And what does it mean to do mechama? The best time to daven is by nates, when the chama comes up, when the sun comes up, and mincha, when the sun's going down. That's the best time to daven. So someone doesn't do that, tefilas man diyamar, it's called oisa tefilas kva. He makes it like it's a chay kavua, he's very yakish about it. He doesn't daven with the best time. Bam Rab Zeira, what's my crow? What do you see in the pasuk that's good to daven in the Dumin Chama? The pasuk says, "Yiruucha im shemesh v'fnei areach dar darim." You should show the fear of Hashem, the year of Hashem, to daven to Hashem im shemesh with the sun and v'fnei areach before the moon comes up. Dar darim, you daven mincha. But lemaisa, for mincha, you shouldn't daven so late. Because it says, "Lai etalob marava." In marava, they used to curse the people. Aman demastim Dumin Chama. The people who daven mincha when the sun's going down. My timer, if you wait to the last minute till mitzvah shaita, maybe you're going to miss the time to say it, and you're going to miss mincha entirely. So therefore, it's not good to wait to the last minute for davening mincha. So to Gemara Vayta, the Mishnah said that every day daven Shemin Esrei or Avinenu, and Tzmachloik is there, but it says when you're mokim sakana, you can't daven at all, so really you're part of davening because you're mokim sakana, so all you say is a tefillah katsara, which we'll see later on. You're not Yetz Shemin Esrei with this tefillah. It's just a tefillah for right now, because you can't daven and you want to say a tefillah, you're mokim sakana, so you say a tefillah katsara. What's a tefillah katsara? As Mishnah said, tefillah katsara is, you say, in the pasuk you say, Hoysha Hashem es amcha es she'eris Yisrael, b'chol proshos ha'ibur. You know, save Klai Yisrael b'chol proshos ha'ibur. So what does that mean, b'chol proshos ha'ibur? Zok to Gemara. My proshos ha'ibur, amram chista, amram okva, filu b'shah, sh'at mesmali aleim evra, ki isha ubra. Loshon of proshos ha'ibur means whatever, all the perushim in the word ibur, which means, even if your anger, which is loshon evra, is full, like a isha who's pregnant, even if you have that much anger on Klai Yisrael, you call tzorcheim l'fanecha, all that tzorchem should be in front of you. A different taich in called Prasha Iber doesn't mean all the Purushim of Iber, it means something else. A filu b'shashim even a divrei Torah, even though they are even a divrei Torah, still you kavasayel fanecha, still do all their tzachems. Either means even though you are so angry at them, or kavayachol, or it means that when they're being over ritzenecha, which is also a personal avera, they remove themselves and go to avera, still you should do all their tzrachim. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamahalech Mokim G'gedud Dechayev Listim. When you go in the Mokim Chayev Listim, Mespal Tefillah Katsara, Yedavin Tefillah Katsara. And this is a different, we'll have a different type of Tefillah Katsara you should daven. Again, when you go into this Mokim Sakana, you can't daven Shachris, it's too scary for you, so you're part of a Tefillah at that time, but still you should daven a Tefillah Katsara, at least do that. And when you get home, you'll finish Daven Shemin Esrei, like the Gemara says later. Ve'ezuhi Tefillah Katsara, what's a Tefillah Katsara? So Rav Elazar Omer is a Tefillah that goes like this. I say return chav b'shemayim al. You daven to Hashem, please do your return chav b'shemayim al to the malachim that they don't have any chait, and you only have good to them. So do what your rotzen is. But for us in the bottom, where maybe your rotzen is to do not so good to us, don't do your rotzen. Only do your rotzen to b'shemayim al. But down here, don't go connect your rotzen and do good to us, even though we don't deserve it. And also you say nachas ruach liyirecha. Give nachas ruach to the people who fear you. Don't let them get scared that they chayes a listim. Are they robbers or wild animals? Under here, say and do whatever you see fit, because we know everything Hashem does is for good. Baruch Ata Hashem Shmei Atfila. That's the first tefillah of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua Eimer, you say like this: Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael Vasei Meher Bakash Hashem. Hear the tefillahs of Klai Yisrael and do what they want. Baruch Ata Hashem Shmei Atfila. Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael. Listen to the screams of Klai Yisrael. Vasei Tahira Vasei Mehira Bakash Hashem. Do quickly their wants. Baruch Ata Hashem Shmei Atfila. Achayimer, the fourth lashon here. Achayimer, Mitzorchi Amcha Yisrael Rubim. The Klai Yisrael needs a lot. V'daitem Katsara, and their das is Katsara. They don't know how to say exactly what they want. Yirotzim v'fanecha Hashem alakeinu sh'titin l'chol echo v'ech k'nei parnasosa. Give everyone their parnasa l'chol gviya gviya. Everybody, day, machsar, whatever they're missing. Baruch Ta Hashem Shemei HaTefillah. And I'm Rav Huna says that if you're going to say a tefillah katzara, halach kachem, say it like the achir. Omli el yohu Rav Yehuda achud Rav Sala chasida. El yohu told Rav Yehuda achud Rav Sala chasida a few klolim you should know about. Loi sirtach, do not get angry, v'loi sechti. If you don't get angry, you won't come to chet. If someone gets angry, you'll come to chet. Loi sarvi, shouldn't get drunk, v'loi sechti, you won't do chatom. Kshat yitzu l'derech, himolich v'koinech. When you're going out on a trip, ask the Eivishta first. Ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu first, but say, and then go out. Ma himolich v'koinech, what does that mean to ask the Eivishta? But say, Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Chista, zu tefillah sederech. That's the tefillah we say, tefillah sederech. When we go on a trip, we say tefillah sederech. Or of Yaakov and Chista call Yitzil Derech. Everyone goes out the Derech. Tzorach l'spal Tvilas Derech. As a daven, the Tefillah called Tvilas Derech. Ma Tvilas Derech. What's the Tefillah? What's the nusach of the Tefillah of Tvilas Derech? Yirotzim v'necha Hashem alikai. Should be the rotzim v'Hashem shetolicheni l'shalom, should make us go l'shalom, satzdeni l'shalom, and our footsteps should be l'shalom, simzecheni l'shalom, and should take care of us l'shalom, satzlein v'kaf kol oyev v'oyev v'derech, v'tishlach bracha v'oslach v'bracha b'maisei yodai. Should save us from all enemies, baderech on the way, and give us bracha in our handiwork. V'sitneni l'chein l'chesed racham b'inecho in your eyes. V'ene kol rai, we should have chein in everyone's eyes. Bracha toshem shmeya tefila. And Omar Abaya, you shouldn't say v'sati leini and shatoy l'cheini, which sounds like a yachid. Olam l'shatev inesh m'naf sheva hadit zibur. You should always be m'shatev with the tzibur. You should daven together for yourself and for the tzibur, and that will be more niskabel by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hechi neima, yirotzim v'necha, Hashem alekeinu, shetoy l'cheinu l'shalom. Loshen Rav.